Yes. So beautiful and so lovely that is Paramita Krishna. No? So they pair up Madhura. So these are called Ragatmika. Why Ragatmika? Because in their Atma soul, their soul is colored with Raag. आप आ जाओ इधर में आओ तो माया जी से इधर में आ जाओ तो तुम हमको वर्ड बतला देगी हमको याद है तुम यहाँ पर बैठ जाओ थोड़ा सा तुम हमको वर्ड बतला देना एप्रोप्रिएट दे विल टेल अस एप्रोप्रिएट वर्ड इज ऑल्सो माई डॉटर All are like you are my Guru Bhagni, sister. What you are? Guru sister. You are senior Guru. So these are called Ragatmika because their soul is. colored with anurag. What is anurag? Minute by minute, new and new kinds of love, affection, life, waves of sea, coming, going down, always. In new color. They see Krishna, they see Krishna in new light. Srimati Radhika, always being with Krishna, but when she sees in morning, anyhow, when Krishna is going to graze cows, cows grazing. Srimati Radhika is telling to Radhika and Vishakha, who is he? I have never seen him. How peaceful. And she is astonished. That how beautiful. I have never seen. Who is he? I am living for 13 years in this Vrindavan. But I have never saw this Kishore, you know? Kishore kya?
Teenage boy.
I've never seen how he is singing on floor so beautifully. I've never heard like so. And how he is standing in three poses. Yeah.
Three bending forms.
Like this, this. And this on earth. So beautiful. Lalita says, you have never seen? No, I have never seen. But I have seen that you have sat on the laps of this boy. Sabko lekar ke jao. Aur hum ye ghanta ke baad mein, aap ghanta ke baad mein jaye. सब लोगों को लेकर दिस इज कॉल्ड अनुराग व्हेन दिस अनुराग इन मोमेंट एंड मोमेंट कैन गेट टुवर्ड मोर हाई डिग्री दे आर कॉल्ड रागात्मिका वन हु हियर दिस ऑल थिंग्स The five sons of Krishna and Srimati Radhika and Gopis, Sakha,
and Baksal.
And if a grit comes, a rag comes, a shadow of rag comes to test that rock, it's up Krishna and Radhika in such a manner that they are serving there always. Then he desires that I should serve like so. Then he follows one of them to whom he chooses. If he chooses Subal Sidan, then he tries to follow them in every way, day and night, moment and moment, always grazing cows with Krishna, always serving Krishna. And if Vatsalya, then he follows one of Nanda and Jyoti, either of Nanda, either of Jyoti. But the attraction of Yashoda is more than Nanda Baba, more and more. So both are only Srimati Yashoda will be persuaded. And if he has any test, any grief for that of Manjari, Gopi, like Lalita Vishakha, Chitra, Champakata, or Anani Manjari, and so, then he will try to follow them day and night, hearing always that thing, special thing. And if he is doing so, then he is called, as Rupa Goswami is called, Raga Nuga. Then it is called Raga Nuga. And if there is no rag, no taste for rag, no appetite for that rag, no grief for that rag, then if anyone has read Gita, Bhagavad, Puran, and hearing the pastimes of Krishna as Prahlad Maharaj, Kapil Dev Devahuti, have you heard Devahuti and other pastimes written in Srimad Bhagavatam before 10th canto or in 11th and 12th canto, except himself? And he will see that in my life I should do Krishna Bhakti. If I am not doing so, then serving my father and mother, being with my husband and with my wife, doing all activities she has done, explained in epics and attentive books, to serve son to father, and to do good for all persons. That is called Varnashram Dharma. If a man does not serve Krishna, then he goes to hell. If he is so much upakari, follow upakari ka? Doing good to others, like Harishchandra. You know Harishchandra? Like TV, he gave his life for a season for Indra. And Dadhiti, Vajra was made and one asur. Vritrasur was killed. He gave in his lifetime. But doing all these things, minus Krishna Bhakti, is like zero. Serving whole world, a person,
but not serving his father and mother. So he had to go to hell. Like manner, each one doing whole services in whole world, but not to Krishna, he will have to go in hell and he will be punished by jump. No? Hearing this, anyone inclined to do bhakti, samanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasakhyatma nivedanam, all these things, and archan to Krishna, hearing Prahlad Charitra, Narad Charitra, Vyas, Narad is explaining his whole life to Vyas, all these things, you know, Bhavatli, you know? Puranjana Upakhyan in Srimad Bhagavatam, that a person should have all kinds of hope, material enjoyment, but yet he wanted more and more. So leaving his beautiful wife, went in search of any more qualified and more beautiful lady. Went and saw there a beautiful palace, 9 doors in them. And how he was attracted with a lady that was called Buddhi, Buddhi means wisdom. And how he was corrupted with that, and how he was destroyed, all things in Bhagavata. Then by hearing all these things, he decided that I should do bhakti. How? He cannot go in deep in bhakti. So he will hear, he will chant, he will do 9 prakas, kinds of bhakti. This is called Vaidhi bhakti. By hearing all these Shastra Vakya, words of epic, Bhagavatam, Gita and all the others. By hearing, he is doing bhakti. If I will not do bhakti, then I will have to go to hell, and in this world I will not be happy. So he is doing it. Like us, in mass city. But Rupa Raghunath and his followers, their bhakti is not of that kind. They are actually heard the pastimes of Krishna in Braja, and they have a greed, and their inclination towards bhakti is by greed. So this greed, having this greed, how to do, how he feels, is called Raganta. In first slope he has explained that he is not going to explain Vaidhi Bhakti. He is going to explain Raganuga Bhakti. And this is the Madhurya Savar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, causeless. बहुत अच्छा है, अच्छा वो दलिया वाले। Here one thing more, अब तो चैतन्य महाप्रभु Pata Rusa.
I was trying to know what you were speaking about, that it's a class on Madhurya Kadamba.
Up to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So many
manifestations of Krishna has come to this world. Like Ram, like Nisimha, like Varahadev, like Kurma, Parshuram, Kalki, everything, incarnations of Krishna has come. Also, Prahlad Maharaj, Narada, Vyas, and Ramanuj, Madhvacharya. Have you heard Ramanuj Bhattacharya? And so many bhakti have come to this world. Also, Jayadev Goswami has come, Vidyapati, Chandigarh, they have all come. But none of them has explained for Raganuja. Especially, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given one thing that anyone has not smelled before Chaitanya. And what it was? Ramanuja has given the service of Narayan in Vaikuntha. Madhvacharya has given the service of Krishna, but like Narayan. And it is giving something, but only Vatsalya Rasa, no more. Nimbaditya and all other kind of Nimbas, they get their only Svatiya Bhava in Dwarka. Like husband and wife, they used to serve Krishna. No one has, up to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has given Parsiya Bhava. Parsiya Bhava are of two kinds. Not one kind, two kinds. What? One is like Lalitadi Shakha, serving and Radha Krishna. And other is not meeting with Krishna, especially inclination towards Srimati Radhika and serving Radha Krishna conjugal, especially being the maid servant Palyadasi of Radhika. And this is called Manjari Bhava. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to this. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his abode, spiritual abode, Golok Vrindavan, only Rupa Goswami was the person which influenced the whole world towards this Parsi Bhava, Manjari Bhava. At the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Prayag, and after that he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannathpur. At that time he was writing Bhakti Swami Sindhu and especially two books, Lalit Madhav Vidarbha Madhav. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew it and he told that don't take up Krishna from Braja. ठीक है, ब्रज से हमको बाहर मत निकालो. Don't take me out of ब्रज, always keep me in ब्रज. If कृष्ण goes to द्वारका, then he out of ब्रज. So you should clear it that both are not one, but one, by Tattva. By Tattva, by Tattva माने क्या होता है? There is no philosophy. In Vaikuntha and other abodes, there is no philosophy, nothing. In English, there are no words. We'll have to take these words. Then, what I tell you?
I touch the real one.
Krishna and Dwarkadhish are one by tattva, by the eyes of tattva. But by the eyes of rasa, Krishna and Devakinandan and Brajendranandan are both two. But they are in one. So Brajendranandan should not go to Mathura and Dwarka. And they should not come to Braj. Radha should not go to Dwarka and Mathura. And Rukmini and Sadabhama should not come to Braj. So he has to write two books, Vidarbha Madhava, and then when chariot was going on, chariot festivals, then at that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was out of senses and he was singing a song, I want to be in a forest where there is a river and there is a forest of cane, and in this cane forest there are so many kadamb trees, so much flowering, so much fragrance, and the time was Vasant Ritu, spring season, very beautiful, cool breeze was coming, that Revati river was flowing very slowly and gently, having so many flowers of, what flowers?
Lotus
flowers were there, and bees were hammering there, and there were none to see us. And while I was meeting with you so freely and talking, meeting and talking, I want to meet again with you at that place. We are meeting just now, the same season, same Vasant Ritu, same river is there, everything is there, but not that. Here you are, I have been married with you, I have become your wife, but here your father, mother and so many things are here. And he was remembering that I should be in that Revar Nadi, river there, freely meeting there. And he was out of sense and singing so sweet, none was hearing there, because so Brahman, about 100 mridang was blowing, and kathal, all such things, some were written, and left persons were doing hari bol, jai jagannath subhadra ji ki jai. So, in crowd, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this fifth song was missing. None was there. Only Sarup Damodar was there. And there was a very little boy. Who was he? And he listened and went to his home at Haridas Thakur, Bakul, Siddha Bakul. And he has gone to take bath in sea. At the same time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the abode of that Rup Goswami. Haridas Thakur in Siddha Bakul, he saw upwards in the cottage, and at once a tal patra, palm leaf, came in the hand of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he saw that in golden dice, in so beautiful writing, something was written. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw and read, she became astonished as from this. Who has written this? Haridas Thakur told that your boy, Rup Goswami, has written. Rup, not Goswami. Rup has written. Where he has gone today? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu waited for him, and when Rup Goswami came, he actually clapped on the back of Rupa. How do you know my inner mood? In whole world, anyone does not know, and you knew, and you are written in your word, Rupa Goswami has written that I am that Radha, and you are that Krishna. Now you have been meeting here. It is Vasant Ritu, spring season. We are meeting yet. There are so many difficulties here in meeting. We cannot exchange our views and modes. I cannot serve you. You cannot serve me. You cannot sense my... what? Peace. You cannot do like this. पास क्या पसीने के मुद्दों को पूछ नहीं सकता पसीना होता है ना पसीने के मुद्दे एंड आई कैनॉट एक्सटेंड माई ऑल दिस थिंग्स टू यू आई वांट दैट यू शुड गो टू वृंदावन वेयर यू कैन मीट फ्रीली ऑन द बैंक ऑफ यमुना हैविंग लोटस फीट एंड बीज humbling there, and cuckoo birds then cuckoo, 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 and more, mayu means peacock, ke ka doing, and everything emerging in love, full love. I want to be there with you. My heart is Vrindavan. So you want to come in my heart, then you should come to it in Vrindavan. And you will meet. So freely there, so you should be there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clapped him and told all Sardamudara, Raramana, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu, all to bless this word so much that he can express my all desires. So, preach I have come. So, everyone gave mercy on him, and he then wrote Ujjwal Nilmani, Hansa Dutam, and so many books. So everything is in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart. He knows who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what was his principles, and what he wanted to preach and give to this world. That is Parakiya Bhava, Aragatmik Bhava. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami, Rupa Goswami has not given to anyone in any epoch and any time. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is this manifested in the books of and in the heart of Rupa Goswami. So we are proud that we are telling ourselves Rupa Anugrah, not all of those who are so much सौभाग्यवान दे हैव सम ग्रीफ एंड दे विल ट्राई टू फॉलो इन दिस बुक इन फर्स्ट श्लोक इट हैज बीन बट टुडे दिस इज मास भोज का दिन दिन गो एट वन गो रन अवे रनिंग गो डोंट स्टे हियर I'll have to do so many things.
Because if a girl tells to a young boy that you are my husband, I am your wife, in marriage, in Indian culture,
yeah.
She only tells
only one time in whole life. Brahmin tells them to tell this. She tells and becomes wife for a long whole time. So by telling so, I or mood will not be so, and Krishna himself gives this mood by this mantra.
It will develop.
This is mantra. Mantra means Bhagavat Karu. So Gopi Bhav is a Siddha Swaru.
Yes.
Like Gopal Mantra. Gopal Mantra is himself Krishna. Krishnaya, Govindaya, Gopi Jana Vallabhi. He is also Kamadeva, Anandadeva he is also. If by chanting this mantra he gives darshan and comes in our heart, and after a long time as Brahma and all others who have had this power and became gopi, like 60,000 rishis of Dandakaranam, Suti mantra and all, they became gopi. Why they will not be gopi? This is sadhana and mood of heart. It will come from up in descending way. This mantra is Siddha mantra, so it will come.
So
we are not male, we are not female. We are Das or Dasi of Krishna. It is not for this physical body that it will be gopi. But telling and telling so, because it is Sabda Brahma, our actual Atma will be in the shape of that. And hearing, chanting and remembering, it will surely be.
This can be said more than three times, it can be said again and again?
Again? You can. But it is the mood. You should always remember that I am gopi. If a lady in one time saying he becomes like so, and why he always three times a day, why it will not come? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always in the mood of gopi. So naturally in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or 100 births this will come. If rishis have got five men, it is for Atma Swaru. Chit Swaru. It is not for God, but
no.
But when we will be Tadatma, then like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was in the form of male, but yet he was Srimati Radhika. He thought himself and did action like Srimati Radhika. So if anyone can be so Tadatma Bhava, you know Tadatma Bhava?
Yes, like the iron and the fire becoming the same thing.
Then it will also act like so. But after some time, after birth and after birth, and in the womb of gopi, they have gopi bhav, gopi body also. If a but coca?
Incest.
Huh?
Incest.
Incest becomes a shape of another insect. Who?
I think I know the story.
You know?
Yeah, the insect is thinking of the bee who is coming to get him, and by thinking and thinking, he becomes, you know.
If any man by Vaikuntha Upasana, as Ajami, can be 400 like Vishnu, Narayan, then why not Gopi?
Now every night I'm singing the song that you sang, Radhakrishna Kataka Stotram.
You can do.
And I have one question about a word. In the second sloka, Varabhaya Svaratkare, so it's translated as, O Radhika, whose hand is in the Abhaya pose. So I thought that pose was for Lakshmi Devi, and that Radharani was like holding a bhikkhu leaf.
What you want, I will give you. Don't be fear. Don't have fear. I want only Gopi consciousness. Oh yes. But several persons who want mukti, as a Durga or Shankar or me, they can give mukti then. He don't want mukti. Radha does not give mukti. Lakshmi, he can give Lakshmi. We don't want it. Only one that we fear. That it is so hard to get Gopi Bhava. So please give us that Gopi Bhava. Yes, yes, don't fear, I will give.
And I have nine, there's only one more. A question about Kamadev. The English word that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati uses is cupid.
Cupid?
No, cupid, meaning Kamadev, the god who incites lust. So anyway, Kamadev, or in English they sometimes say cupid. But in many poems, Vaishnava poets writing about Radha Krishna Leela, they talk about how Radha and Krishna are affected by Kamadev. For example, in Vrajavilas Stava, there is one, fourth verse. So he says, the disembodied demigod Cupid, meaning Kamadev, who attained a body by continually tasting the nectar of the sight of the divine couple, eternally illuminates the land of Vraja for the jubilant festival. So, and then I read sometimes Krishna says to the gopis that, don't pick the flowers, I am sent by the king Kamadev to stop you. And the gopis say, there is no king Kamadev here. And so then I think this Kamadev is just imagination in Braja Leela. There is no Kamadev. Krishna is himself Kamadev. He is the Kamadev. He is pretending from outside that I have been sent by Kamadev. Kamadev means he had the mood of calm or frame. Because Kling Kamadevaya Vidmahe, I know Kamadev, who is he? Pushpabanaya Vidmahe, he is also Pushpabana, this is Pushpabana also, and he is Ananda also, so he is Prasidhi. Pradyumna is his son, yeah.
His second Kamadev, and the worldly Kamadev is third. He can be told like that word, but Krishna not by that word. Krishna himself, he should always Krishna as calm.
So does the Kamadev demigod have any in
No, only Krishna.
Only Krishna.
No, Kamadev, nothing. No one can enter into my life. Namo 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 Namo
you should see that we are in Nand Bhavan, in Nandgaon. No? Krishna, his age has become about 10. He is like very kishore, very beautiful. His black band is so beautiful, more than golden collar. Says everything is sweet. If he tells anything, so sweet. If he looks to anyone, very sweet. If he dances, very sweet. If he walks, very sweet. If he is kind, so sweet. If he weeps, so beautiful. If he is so angry, he is so sweet. Huh? And seeing this, we are doing like this. Namami Nandanam Nandanam
Namami Nandanam Nandanam Namami
Don't touch it. Go on, go on. You should see, I am in Nanda Bhavan, the palace of Nanda and Yashoda. And Krishna is there, and beautiful floor, he is playing on the floor, smiling, seeing me, all should see. So beautiful, having a very good yellow
pitambar.
And also dhoti pitambari, and taking betel nut, searching anyone there, having the feathers here. So beautiful, marvelous. If anyone see, Krishna will take her heart, his heart, never forgive it. So how beautiful he is. You should say that, oh yes, standing before me. And then pray again. On the bank of Yamuna, under the shade of Kadamba tree, and he has become threefolded. Very full, very beautiful. And deers are coming with their wives, looking at Krishna and wanting some prem from them, from love and affection from Krishna. And Krishna, come on, come on. Like friends, he is distributing his love and affection to all. Anyone does never return from him, Krishna. Anyone, even Putana can return, cannot return. Kamsa cannot return. Krishna will take all. If you are doing evils to Krishna, even, and if you have some pure devotion, then he will surely take our hearts. And he will, he knows pickpocket. Very, very, very good cheater. So he will pick our pockets and take our hearts in his pocket. And rather greater, then you will have to cry and weep. So, beautiful this scenery, you should pray Krishna. Go on.